Jeremiah, chapter 37. And Zedekiah the son of Josiah reigned as king, instead of Coniah the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon made king in the land of Judah. But neither he, nor his slaves, nor the people of the land, listened to the words of Yahweh, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehuchal the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Pray now to Yahweh our God for us. Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison. And Pharaoh's army came forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they broke up from Jerusalem. Then the word of Yahweh came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, Thus you will say to the king of Judah, that sent you to me to inquire of me, Look, Pharaoh's army, which has come forth to help you, will return to Egypt into their own land. And the Chaldeans will come again, and fight against this city, and they will take it, and burn it with fire. Thus says Yahweh, Do not deceive your souls, saying, The Chaldeans will surely depart from us, for they will not depart. For though you had struck the whole army of the Chaldeans who fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yet would they rise up every man in his tent, and burn this city with fire. And it came to pass that, when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin, to receive his portion there, in the midst of the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the ward was there, whose name was Iriah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Ananiah, and he laid hold on Jeremiah the prophet, saying, You are falling away to the Chaldeans. Then said Jeremiah, It is false, I am not falling away to the Chaldeans. But he didn't listen to him, so Iriah laid hold on Jeremiah, and brought him to the princes. And the princes were angry with Jeremiah, and struck him, and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. When Jeremiah came into the dungeon house, and into the cells, and Jeremiah had remained there many days. Then Zedekiah the king sent, and fetched him, and the king asked him secretly in his house, and said, Is there any word from Yahweh? And Jeremiah said, There is. He said also, You will be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Moreover Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, In what have I sinned against you, or against your slaves, or against this people, that you have put me in prison? Where now are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, The king of Babylon will not come against you, nor against this land? And now here, I pray you, O my lord the king, let my supplication, I pray you, be presented before you, that you don't cause me to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded, and they committed Jeremiah into the court of the guard, and they gave him daily a loaf of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city was spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard.